BJ and Jamie.
I ran in there to check with the Spadil to see if they found the butt slapper. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I did see him.
Yeah, he's on the loose in Denver.
I posted about it. He's actually scary.
Oh, you did post it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I've got the news story here. I don't know that much about it. I just saw a headline come across where they said that he's on the loose and they're looking for him.
Right now, police in Lakewood are looking for a man they say has been groping women along trails in the Denver metro area. Police shared these pictures of the man and a similar backpack as well as bike that he's been seen with. Police say they've gotten two similar reports of this man assaulting women. This was near the Bear Creek Trail on January 1st and 2nd, and there have been similar reports in both Denver and Sheridan. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers. That number on your screen this morning, 720-913-7867.
They claim he just slaps him on the butt for no reason.
I heard he groped some butt. But the thing is, this is a dangerous guy. If you really are that bold, he's a dangerous guy. He's riding a little mini bike, which is weird and creepy. Who rides a tiny mini bike?
They have footage of him? Yeah. Surveillance footage and stuff?
Uh-huh. He's on
they can't catch him?
He's on a teeny tiny little mini bike.
Yeah.
Like for kids.
You're right, though. Yeah. Just the fact of that, like that image in my head is just creepy.
Right? Yeah. Like, I'm going to go buy a mini bike and grope women.
I've been seeing a lot of those mini bikes lately, though.
You have?
Yeah, I think they're coming back. Maybe it's that Temu thing.
Well, maybe. They have electric ones now, and if you like, because if you just charge them, they go like 50, 60 miles an hour, and if you're just going, to work or whatever, they're pretty good.
I saw like
Are they
seven.
Legal?
I don't know. I do see them, though.
I saw like seven pulling out of a gas station. It looked like a mini biking pack, but only they were mini bikes.
Maybe this is the new, because you know how they've taken all the, what were those things we were all riding around?
The scooters?
Yeah, maybe this is the new rage.
It might be. Yeah. And they were riding on the sidewalks.
Oh, well, you
I can see
that.
So maybe you can't get a license plate for it, maybe? I don't know.
Well, even if you can't get a license plate for it, you should be riding it in that designated bike lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't ride it on the sidewalk.
I have no idea. All right, well, anyway, they're looking for this guy. Anybody with any information, they're asking you call the police department. He's on the loose, and they need to catch
him. I don't get pervs. I'm sorry. I just don't get those pervs.
I don't either.
There's so many men that are just freaking pervs.
Yeah, and...
look at OnlyFans. Look how many people are making money off of that.
I get OnlyFans more than, like, at least then I'm, like, interacting with someone who they're consenting to it, right? Like, the consent part is really important to me, you know?
Okay, I get that.
I'm with you.
Okay, I understand the consent part. I'll give you that.
Uh-huh.
But are you really interacting?
Yeah. I mean, they don't necessarily like me.
But you don't really know who you're interacting with, I think is the point.
Yeah, some of them have people
it could be some fat dude smoking a cigarette sitting at a computer somewhere that you're talking to, and you think it's this hot chick that sent you a picture.
It's all about the illusion, man.
I'm just saying. We're just saying there's no way to be 100% sure
you should
that's
watch
the
that
person.
Show, Catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a difference between the perversion you have, if that makes you feel better, perversion you have, and this guy here on a mini bike slapping women on the rear.
Sure, there's just a lot of creepy people out
there. I'm going to give you know what? You're right. Both of you are right.
Yeah.
BJ and Spadil, you guys are right. Because if you were, in the weeds smacking people, then that would make you a perv.
It would.
The fact that you're putting down your credit card and giving your money to some woman that you don't know doesn't make you a perv.
No. Well, I would say let's go with a perv scale.
It's like less creepy, right?
Yeah, less creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perv
yes.
scale, you're a 1.5 on the scale of 1 to 10.
Nice.
Yeah. And this dude's like a 10.
Oh, this dude.
For sure.
Yeah, he's knocking it out of the park, right?
Yeah.
So you got to feel good.
This is great. All right. Okay.
You're 9 points away.
I love the fact that he's agreed to all this.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.